The emerald ash borer has landed in Onondaga County. The pest has turned up in the town of DeWitt and will eventually kill all of the untreated ash trees it comes across. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the find means the Central New York Emerald Ash Borer Task Force will spring into action.
The invasive beetle was discovered just north of Carrier Circle in a trap placed there by the task force, says member Jesse Lyons of the Cornell Cooperative Extension.
That trap in particular, it was looked at 2 weeks prior, and there was no bug. So we're at a point where right now we do have people inspecting traps, and there are suspicious bugs being found, and it'll take a while for those to be confirmed.
David Coburn, director of the Onondaga County Office of the Environment, says the first step for the task force is to find out exactly where the ash borer is. From there, decisions can be made whether to treat trees with pesticides or chop them down. The idea is to deal with things quickly.
The problem that they had in the Midwest is that the infestation spread so rapidly that they weren't able to keep up with the trees that were dying, and so trees were falling down around them. Our objective is to manage these trees in such a way that we stay ahead of that situation and we're not faced with the challenge of not having enough people available to cut down trees as fast as they're falling.
The invasive insect has been marching toward central New York for years. It can take as little as 2 years for the bug to kill a tree, and Coburn says it'll be an expensive proposition to deal with it.
Our expectation is that the cost of managing ash trees just on county-owned property will be in the millions of dollars.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.